We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Competition featuring two left fielders barely out of their teens. The writers chose the Braves' Ronald Acuña Jr. as the National League winner of the Jackie Robinson Rookie of the Year Award over the Nationals' Juan Soto. Acuña placed first on 27 ballots and second on the other three.
Major League Baseball Network last night making the understated announcement of Rookie of the Year for Ronald Acuña. And as it turns out, it was a blowout. Welcome back to the morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Blowout.
No question close. About that, man. And I was wrong about that. But I was right in the sense that it was going to be between those two. But I didn't think that it was going to be a one horse race, to be totally honest. Ronald Acuña, congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Braves. I mean, you talk about his numbers, though, John, I guess, in the second half of the season. You really can't dispute that. 26 homers, 16 steals, and a .552 slugging percentage. I mean, that's pretty dope. So I guess, you know, it was a no-brainer for the baseball writers.
You know, they're both going to be great players. I don't think anybody doubts that. And we have such high hopes around here for Ronald Acuña. And, you know, whether or not, you know, times where, Hugh, we have been, you're fortunate when you see a young talent that you know. Some guys are flash in the pan, right? I mean, we've seen flash in the pan guys all over the place. You go through all the list of Mark Fidrich. I mean, just using baseball. I mean, we could talk about the NFL, but just use baseball. Like Mark Fidrich or Fernando Valenzuela or Jolton Joe Charbonneau, guys that ascended and were for a brief period of time kind of like stars. And then there's other guys that you look at where you say, this guy's going to be a star for a long time. You know, I mean, you stand by and see what's going to develop. And he does it. If Ronald Acuña Jr. does this right, he's going to be a major league superstar in 15, 20, maybe 20 years.
Yeah, barring injuries, John, that's the biggest thing. I think that when you look at the way that he plays the game and the way that he approaches it, it's safe to say that he will be a superstar. But, you know, you always worry about those intangibles like injuries and everything like that. But if barring anything serious happening to him, yes, I do agree with that.
Yeah, and you can trust that against the American League Rookie of the Year, which no surprise, Shohei Ohtani. But the thing about Ohtani is, yes, he became the fourth Japanese player to win the Rookie of the Year with Nomo and Sasaki and Suzuki. But he's 24 going on 25. And the funny thing about him, he's such a great pitcher and such a great hitter. It's almost like you're going to have to at some point decide which are you going to do with him. To me, I think you make him a hitter, but that's just me. Yeah, he can pitch, and he's really good at pitching, man, excellent at pitching, but his bat is really lively. But he's 24. And so if you look at Ronald Acuña, boy, the upside of this guy, this is like Andrew Jones and Chipper Jones. You just know that what you have. And now, of course, the Braves look back and, I guess we could say that Alex Anthopoulos made the right move, you know, back in April when he decided to delay him coming up because they get that next year with him.
I tell you what, I think it was more of and you're right. I want to say that first. You're right. But, you know, I think going into the season, I think it was more of, hey, man, let's just let these young guys play and see how it worked out. Worked out well for him. Mm-hmm. Worked out extremely well for him.
Right.
And you saw the huge dividends that is paid, and he's become – He's potential all-star, going to be an all-star. So I think it was a great move, definitely a great move. Put this team in a position where nobody thought it would be where it was this year, making it to the playoffs, and now the sky's the limit.
And I would just hope that, and I'm sure that they do, you know, you forget that Ozzie Albies is barely older than Acuña, and that those two
and they're the bestest of friends.
Yeah, the bestest of friends, that's for sure. And those two are, that's my point. Those two are so tied at the hip. One of the things I wouldn't want to do yet, not for a few years, Hugh, is I wouldn't want to break that duo up.
I don't think they plan on doing that, John. I don't even think that's in the cards for them. I think, if anything, they want to try to strengthen the players around them so that, you know, that they can make some noise next year. But I think for the Braves next year, they're looking to that, like they just scratched the surface on what they're potentially trying to do, especially with some of these young players. You talk about in Major League Baseball, I think this was this year was the year that I've seen most younger players contribute more than any other year in Major League Baseball. I'm talking about the Juan Soto's and the Shohei Ohtani's and guys like that. There was a lot of young players that came, burst onto the scene, and that made a lot of noise for their ball clubs mm-hmm. this year. And I think that's just going to be the trend from now on in Major League Baseball.
Well, one of the interesting things is Alex Anthopoulos said, you know, last week in his interview that he said, we need to go out and get a corner outfielder. Now, I don't really know. I'm not 100% sure what does that mean. Does that mean you're going to be able – obviously, you've got two gold glovers next to Ronald Acuna, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're willing to part with one of the two. The question is, which one? I think the assumption is that Nick Markakis might not be on the team next year and that Ronald Acuna could be moved to right field and you could go get a left fielder. But it does also mean that Ronald Acuna, natural center fielder, could go to center field and Ender Inciarte kind of be out of the mix, and you're just looking for somebody to take over left for Acuna. Markakis is still on right. I don't know what – it's going to be interesting in this offseason to see which direction they go with the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, and for him to say that, that lets you kind of know that there might be some moves being made. You know, there are some names been thrown out there. I know Bryce Harper's name was one of the names. I don't know if, you know, you're talking about turning out $300 million. I don't know what it's going to take. How much is going to take to get a guy like Bryce Harper here?
I'm less concerned about the amount of money than I am about all these rumors about the fact that he was a bad egg.
Yeah, especially for this locker room. Especially for this locker room and the way that this team seemed like they were a tight-knit group. You know, we were talking about that the other day as far as, you know, when you think about getting the talent that you could potentially get on a team, people tend to forget that there has to be a cohesiveness in the locker room that has to go along with being able to play together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people tend to forget that, man. I mean, that the chemistry in the locker room is just as important as the play on the field.
Well, this is one of the reasons I think the Braves ascended to the heights they did this year was the chemistry on the team.
Yeah, and the fact that I don't think, like, the players felt that they had an opportunity to make some noise this year,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think that they really felt – I don't think they really knew how good they could potentially be.
Yeah, it's like, for example, next year, just kind of projecting out, if Bryce Harper is the bad egg, I want to warn everybody that Washington may actually be better next year, because even without Bryce Harper, because you get that out of there, they still have tons of talent.
Yeah.
That pitching staff is still seriously good.
Strasburg need to try to stay healthy, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Boy, I can't remember.
That's better for everything with him, too.
I can remember vividly when he came into the majors, and I remember everybody was on Strasburg watch, and it seemed like every year when they were getting ready to make a playoff push, something was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't remember any year that they were getting ready to go into the playoffs where he was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He was not injured. So, yeah, it's one of those things. You got to keep him healthy.
Well, tonight is the Manager of the Year. There are three Manager of the Year candidates in the National League. They are Bub Black of the Rockies, Craig Counsell of the Brewers, and Brian Snicker of the Braves. Now, here's my prediction on that. The Braves are not going to get – Snicker is not going to get Manager of the Year. That's going to go to Craig Counsell of the Brewers. And look, rightfully so. The Brewers had the best record in the National League. They won the NL Central. This is a regular season award, mind you. And they won the NL Central by beating the Cubs in that playoff game. I have no problem with Craig Counsell being Manager of the Year. But I will say this, going to the Braves, how much of a difference does it make for 1 year? We were sitting before the season this year. One of the questions we had, and we were talking about it in the bullpen, Hugh, was Alex Anthopoulos, the new general manager, is going to want his own guy. When did they fire Brian Snicker? And now we're sitting here in November talking about the Manager of the Year candidates, and that I think Brian Snicker will end up finishing second in Manager of the Year and is looking at long-term, and he's got a new contract. That's amazing.
Yeah, and he's highly respected in the locker room. A lot of guys gravitated towards him. You're talking about coming up through the farm system like he did. He had a great rapport with most of the guys that were in the locker room. So, yeah, great job by Brian Snicker. No question about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what Alex Anthopoulos. By the way, the Executive of the Year was last week, and Alex, do you know this, that Alex Anthopoulos wasn't even nominated? Come on. Seriously? Okay, whatever. I mean, all right.
Okay, playing devil's advocate. I mean, he did come in to a situation where it was, like, when you look at the players that was already here, it was already, like, he's already, the pieces were already here. It just kind of played out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like he added a whole lot of different things. It was just like that he just came in and kind of righted the righted the ship a little bit.
Well, maybe that's to his credit. I mean, because you want to come in and you want to put your own stamp on things, right? I mean, you want to come in and make major changes, and he didn't. He held the line in a lot of places where, you know, somebody like me wouldn't have, like with Johan Camargo, for example. I'll readily admit that. I would have been much more interested in moving on.
Like, you want to fire people, you'd be trading them every day.
Yeah, I mean.
I would be a bad, bad general manager, wouldn't I?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but hey, man, at least you know it. I mean, you know, it takes a big man to sit here and know when he's wrong. You know
he went 0 for 4. Get him out of here.
Yeah. I have no patience.
It's only 2 weeks into the season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.